This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
We've got, of course, plenty of things to discuss. Your calls are welcome about anything you'd like to talk about. We are here live on this Sunday edition of the program.
Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine that we've changed everything up here on the Sunday program. It feels so natural just being on the air with you, the guy I've been on the air with for 12 years.
Yeah, everything seems like it's in place. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username to connect to is lrn.fm. We'll continue with your calls, but Mark, there was something that you had wanted to discuss tonight regarding the Colbert Report, which came out on Wednesday about the Robin Hooders here in Keene. Robin Hooders being people who save others from getting parking tickets by generally walking in front of the parking enforcer and depositing coins into expired meters.
Yeah, so, I can post that video up at facebook.freetalklive.com for anybody who might not have seen it.
Great if you would do that, sure.
But it is essentially, it is a dishonest hit piece. Would you agree with that?
No, it's fiction.
Okay.
It's like mixing fiction with reality, that piece.
Yeah, I mean,
like, for instance, they said that Christopher Cantwell, you know, they portrayed him as being a Free Keene person or whatever. They called it the Free Keene Squad on this video where they profiled different Robin Hooders. And Chris Cantwell, of course, hasn't Robin Hooded except for one time 2 years ago. But he's also not a Free Keene blogger, but yet they sat him right next to two of our bloggers. And that was even though one of the bloggers, Garrett Ian, specifically told the crew that he wants nothing to do with Chris Cantwell and he disagrees with a lot of the stuff that Chris Cantwell stands for. So, yeah, I mean, it was fiction. Absolutely.
Well,
but it sure was entertaining.
Fiction's a general is a kind way to describe what I saw. When they entered the area of editorializing by calling you douchebags, a-holes, what were the other terms?
Oh, I don't recall.
It was a whole bunch.
You hit on a couple of them.
Really, pretty harsh criticisms, right? Yeah. And at that point, they've entered the area of editorializing. It's not just the area of comedy writing. And, you know, maybe you could make the claim. I don't see it that way. I see this as them, the Daily Show is, for people under the age of 35, the number one news program that they watch. They'll cite it as though it's news.
It's not.
It's not news.
Yeah.
But I've found like they've done some really great stuff, and it rides the edge of news. It's like news only funny in many, many cases. So when they tell a lie like this story for the purpose of jokes, it suggests that what they're doing is telling the truth and being funny about it, right?
Yeah, sure.
So I don't.
A lot of people believe what they saw on the Colbert Report this week.
A lot of people, like the vast majority, liberty people believe that what they saw on the Colbert Report. The vast majority of people. So I found it to be a dishonest hit piece. I'm not going to back off of that statement. You know, screw them and their bullcrap. And I'd use much harsher words if I wasn't on the FCC.
I'm grateful for it, personally.
I hear you that you are. Yeah. And that's what I want to talk about.
Just like I was grateful for the New York Times piece that came out that, by all accounts, was a hit piece. That came out about 6 months ago.
So I have I've tried to get my head around your position over and over. Mostly,
which position?
Your position that any press is good press is essentially what you say.
Okay.
And I mostly agree with you now, and I didn't used to in the past. So this is not a victory for you. This is me coming around, right, to a different way of thinking about things. Because when I see the New York Times piece about the Free State Project, a hit on the Free State Project and Free Keene and the free whatever, I'm not sure, but the word free is probably in there somewhere. And I see the numbers, the signers rise for the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
I'm you know, because I felt really put upon hearing this article. I felt like, you know, there were my positions were mischaracterized. I felt like there was a lot of editorializing going on. It didn't feel like a news piece.
He wasn't a journalist.
Hurt
he was
or
a
upset.
Columnist.
He's a columnist.
That's
he certainly
where
is.
Where you editorialize.
Yeah, I got it. I got it, man.
Right.
But I was hurt and upset
okay.
by the article.
Yep. A lot of people are hurt and upset by the Colbert Report.
And I am. But I felt better when I heard that, hey, you know, numbers rose. Hey, another bad article. The numbers go up. And that's fine by me. Okay, I can live with this. I see where you're coming from. No press is bad press. I will not ever concede that no press is bad press. But I will suggest that press, perhaps, that I have less control over might be better than I think.
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously, the New York Times piece would have been better had it been a glowing review of the activism here. There's
but
no
it
doubt
did. But we did get signers out of it, and there's no way to deny that, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm willing to concede that point. Now,
And I'll certainly concede that some press is better than others. I mean, the New York Times piece was not great press, but it was front page in the New York Times, and people saw it who agreed with us, and they, you know, disregarded what that guy, you know, what that liberal writer had to say in the New York Times, and, you know, they went and checked out the Free State Project as a result of that.
Indeed. And what I'm trying to get my head around here is why I should be happy about the Colbert Report. Because,
well, I don't care if you're happy or not.
You never are. But, you know, like, I want to understand your motivations for doing this, and, you know, then I can come to my own conclusions as to whether your motivations are misled or not. And the question I have is what the hell is the purpose of this? The Free State Project isn't involved. It was never mentioned
point. Or wasn't the thrust of it?
It, you know, you don't. Has Free Keene seen more people say they're going to move to Keene as a result? I mean, is this, because it seems like the very worst. It makes me long for the days when we're lambasted on the front page of the New York Times by a columnist who is, you know, moving into the gray area of untruthfulness. I wish we had that again, because, my God, the crap that I saw in the Colbert Report was just awful. Like, how is this not you just standing there and letting the Colbert Report make fun of libertarians like me
everywhere?
Oh, we did
more than just stand there. We assisted them in making fun.
How is it not that? You not assisting
people. That's exactly what we did. We assisted them by
assisting making fun of liberals, making libertarians look stupid, childish, a-holes. Like,
Stop collectivizing. I mean, you would think libertarians would be better than this, right? But I've seen so many responses very similar to yours on Facebook.
I'm not claiming that I'm collectivizing. I'm claiming that everybody else, including the Colbert Report, does.
Okay. It's not my concern. So what exactly do you want me to tell you?
Why did you do this? And what do you think you got out of it?
They approached us. Right?
Uh-huh.
So Colbert Report came to
the dangling, beautiful carrot of being on this big show.
Yeah, it's so funny because some of these libertarians who are upset, they don't understand. They just can't understand. Well, didn't you guys know they were going to do this? This is a Colbert Report. Of course we knew they were going to do this.
I didn't think it would be this.
This was exactly what I expected. I mean, the only thing that didn't happen that I was expecting to happen was I thought they might show more from the Stop Free Keene side and, you know, lambast them, but they did that by showing the parking enforcer and, you know, having him
they
compare.
They didn't lambast him at all.
Sure they did. They allowed him to compare being in Iraq to being on the streets of Keene, and he looked pretty ridiculous.
No,
in
he
way.
Looked like a person who was suffering from PTSD and who's...
Okay, it depends on your perspective, but there are a number of people who would agree with me.
Phantoms were drawn up for him by a bunch of mean hippies.
Yeah, he looked pretty pathetic there.
Okay.
But nonetheless, you know, I totally expect it to be completely raked over the coals and lambasted, and you know, I didn't get as much FaceTime in that as some of the other folks did. But
right,
just in
probably
general,
because well, that would be a question I would ask as you is, hey, consider for a second that I didn't get a lot of FaceTime here. Maybe the things that I said, my attempt to communicate through these people, was thwarted by the fact that they didn't want somebody who sounded articulate.
Well, it's certainly true that James Cleveland, who was featured in that, is an articulate gentleman.
Yeah,
it's just that they showed the portion of him going,
Right.
I mean, everybody does
it
that at some
dishonest,
point.
Dishonest, right?
Yeah, well, Yeah, I mean, that's what you expect from the Colbert Report. They create a narrative based on...
I do not expect that from the Colbert Report.
Well,
I do not find
it acceptable. That's what they do.
I do not find it acceptable that that's what they did, and they ought to be ashamed. Okay, maybe that's news to me, Ian.
Okay.
Really, when I watch The Daily Show, I feel like what they're doing is a really funny take in many cases on the news. There are times...
You might be wrong about
when
that.
When I'm like, oh, that's just dishonest. But it's never felt so personal as when they come to me...
After you.
And, well, they didn't come after me.
Well, you
but it kind of
collectively.
Feels, right. Well,
right.
That's
855 453. We'll address more of the butt hurt coming up here in moments. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and it is the live Sunday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and of course you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Mark.
And Mark, tell me about how to get gold and or silver.
It's easy. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got gold and silver there available to you. Gold and silver, priced. Well, in my opinion, at least silver. I'm not watching gold nearly as closely right now.
It's down.
It's down, but it's not down as far as silver's down. It seems like silver has a lot more upside to me. I don't know. That's my opinion. So anyway, I'm getting silver. You can too. Gold.freetalklive.com is the place to do it. You'll get great prices, great service from Midas Resources. I've been doing business with them for many, many years, and they are actually our syndicate too. So 877-857-9938 is the number. It's gold.freetalklive.com, 877-857-9938. Give them a call and just see what the pricing's like. 877-857-9938.
So we're talking about your feelings, Mark, tonight, and how it is that you
are hurt. It's not like mine aren't shared by somebody, but go ahead.
You are hurt. They are shared by a lot of people in the libertarian movement. You're hurt. You are upset because the Colbert Report came to town over the summer here in Keene, New Hampshire. They shot some footage with some of the Robin Hooders, the activists, who I'm one of them. I don't do it very often, but whenever I get a chance.
Just often enough to be able to say you're Robin Hood, right?
Yeah, that's right. Often enough to make some videos and, you know, get some heat over it. So they came around, followed around the Robin Hooders, who are the people who walk in front of the meter maids in Keene, New Hampshire, and deposit money in expired meters, saving people from getting tickets. And Colbert Report, as expected, came in and lampooned the hell out of us. They, they gave it to us good. And that was exactly what we were expecting. And so you asked the question, Mark, why did we agree to this in the first place?
Yeah, and what did you think that you're going to get? What do you feel like you got out of it? Because you seem happy for a person who has been lambasted on national television, one of the more popular programs on television around the world, who seems to have achieved nothing in the process.
Oh,
you seem awfully happy.
Well, first of all, we certainly achieved publicity. I mean, what would it cost to buy 7 minutes worth of advertising?
Really bad advertising. Advertising saying that you're feeding razor blades to babies and poisoning dolphins.
You're exaggerating a little bit there, but
not much.
the web visits on freekeen.com went up tenfold the following day, so there were a lot of people.
Yeah, but you don't get advertising dollars off of that.
No,
it's not like
I don't make any money from Freekeen.
Okay.
But that does mean people are coming to the site. That means they're doing their own investigation. Obviously, some of the people coming to the site came to leave nasty messages. I mean, that's certainly what's going to happen after
including
a death
threat, if I recall correctly.
I think that one came through our Facebook page, but nonetheless, so we got lots of traffic. And Mark, you were talking about earlier that this wasn't even promoting the Free State Project, and so therefore, how are we going to get signers out of this? Well, when you come to Free Keene and you learn about what's going on at Free Keene, eventually you're probably going to learn about the Free State Project if you check around enough. And in fact, when this report came out on Wednesday, the 101 Reasons movie was on the front page of freekeen.com. So there were some,
that's really great.
There were some items there on the front page that made it pretty clear what the Free State Project was and that it existed and all that. So it's certainly possible that, you know, down the road somebody could sign up for the Free State Project because of this. But again, that wasn't my goal.
If they watched the 101 Reasons, if they see the Colbert Report video, they go to the website, they see the 101 Reasons movie, and you can see it at 101reasonsfilm.com.
That's right.
And if they see that movie and then they decide, you know what, I was wrong, and they move to the Free State Project because of that, then I would agree that that would be a success, and I would point out that you probably would never get credit for that, right?
Like,
it would be so circuitous.
They would not likely write Colbert Report on their Why I Found the Free State Project field when they sign up. But again, that wasn't the goal, right? That, you know, we didn't do this expecting that it was going to be some sort of publicity boost for the Free State Project. I'm just giving you reasons why that, you know,
but I'm trying to find out what publicity do you think, you know, for Free Keene? Free Keene doesn't really benefit from
I didn't
this.
Even know if Free McKean was going to get coverage. I expected Robin Hooding to get coverage out of this. And they ended up calling it the Free Keen Squad. So Free Keen got Googled quite a bit. When you look at the when I looked at the one day and, you know, the thousands of visits that came on that one day, you know, you can break down the searches and see what people were looking for. And people were searching, obviously, for Free Keen and Free Keen Squad. And so that's what brought people to the site. People weren't linking in. There wasn't some sort of link they found on Facebook. Facebook only provided like 100 visits on that day. It was definitely Google searches. So people saw that footage and they Googled Free Keen and they came to the website.
And they gave you death threats.
Well, it was only really one semi-death threat. But so why did we do it? Well, we knew there was going to be publicity that would come out of this. And why would you do any kind of media interview? There are some people, Mark, who their response is that you shouldn't do media at all because, well, the media is they're just, you know, mainstream media and they're going to let you have it or whatever. And fine.
If your point is, by the way, Ian, that I have done, you know, I, Ian, have done a great deal of media in the 10 years that I've been doing Free Talk Live. I've tried very hard to get media. It's hard to get media, and I'm so glad I've gotten it. I would consider this one to be a PR failure, but you got to kind of take these things in the aggregate. You got to kind of look at the whole big picture. I've gotten a lot of media. I've gotten a lot of signers for the Free State Project and for my other liberty organizations. I'm happy in the aggregate, and I'm upset in the you know, in the specific. But you don't seem to
be,
and that's why I want to know. That's what I'm trying to parse out. That's what I'm trying to understand.
If you don't want,
because I'm upset, you're not.
Of course not. I got what I was looking for. If you, and by the way, I wouldn't be upset anyway, even if, you know, some reporter was being friendly to me and then they changed their editorial tone when they wrote it, because they can do whatever they want with the interviews that that I give them or, you know, the TV.
They're certainly going to do whatever they want.
Right. You just accept that. I mean, look, the difference here is that there are people in the libertarian movement who've never gotten press a day in their life, or the only press they've received came from within the liberty movement. So, you know, it's always been friendly. And so they don't know how to handle this. They don't understand what to do when somebody makes fun of them or critiques them. And so, you know, when the Colbert Report comes knocking, and when they send the email saying, hey, we're interested in doing covering the Robin Hooding case, you know what you're getting into. You know you're going to be lambasted. You know you're going to be made fun of, and you'll be made fun of relentlessly. And they'll use the video footage in ways that you didn't intend them to use the video footage, and they'll edit it creatively, and that's what they did. And you also know that lots of people are going to see it, and that people who see it are likely to take action and maybe try to learn a little bit more about it. And that's all I really care about. I just want to get the ideas out there. And, yeah, okay, you could argue that maybe this, you know, maybe if the Robin Hooders in this case hadn't talked back to the parking enforcers, that maybe it would have been a more pleasant thing.
Well, hold on. That's unfair, because if you're talking about how the Robin Hooders should act, you're talking about a large group of people to get them to go out day after day. Because it's one thing to just kind of wander out and plug a few meters. It's another thing entirely to do this for hours at a time, and this is real feet on the ground activism. So when you're talking to meter maids and they say things and then you say stuff back and whatever, however that exchange goes, you're trying to suggest that somehow people aren't going to have an opinion, that are you know, doing so much activism that they're going out day after day plugging meters. That's not possible. It's no way to control
the narrative. I didn't say nobody would have an opinion. That's just one of the complaints that's coming in.
But it's an impossible complaint.
Need to be nicer.
It's an impossible complaint.
More coming up here in moments. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, everyone. My Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You don't have to call in about the Colbert Report. We will continue the discussion on that here in a moment. Going to your calls next. You can bring up whatever you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live. We're here on the live Sunday show.
Yeah, and whatever way we feel beset here on Free Talk Live, however I feel like, you know, they're at me on all sides. It's nothing compared to what it's like for antiwar.com. At antiwar.com, they have the FBI contact, they were spying on them, and they contacted donors and let them know that we're keeping an eye on you because you're a donor to antiwar.com. Well, here's a surprise for you. It drove some people away. And that leaves a really unique website that I have a lot of use for in my life without a lot of funding. And if you like antiwar.com, if you have never been to antiwar.com, please go. Please check it out. If you like what they do at antiwar.com, please join me in supporting antiwar.com. You go to antiwar.com/donate. They need your money. They need it today. They are down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up, but they can't do it alone. They need you. They need me. They need everybody who supports this extraordinarily popular website that has the courage to support them. And by the way, they take Bitcoin. You know, it's not like You can donate anonymously with Bitcoin if you use one of these washing services. It's antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state.
Let's go to Trent. He's in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Trent. Trent, you're on the air. Trent going once.
Hey, sorry about that.
Hey, we got you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, no, you two sound like a married couple. Seriously.
Yeah, well, we've been working together a long time. A
little bit. I spend more time with Mark than any girlfriend in my life.
Well, or a relationship about to end. I don't know.
I don't think so.
It's all good.
No, I just want to talk about that gentleman over in that was captured, held captive.
John Cantley.
John Cantley, yeah.
Yes. And, you know, I can certainly sympathize with him that, you know, he's on his last leg and he's probably putting up all this propaganda that they're telling him about all these other nations. And I'm sure he's informed on it. My concern is that he's calling the U.S. and Great Britain selfish countries for being there for oil, you know, all the different things that they have. But what was his intention going there?
Probably to be a very successful photojournalist. He'd get that one iconic picture, like, you know, that the guy getting executed in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants that picture of the Syrian conflict.
So he had his own selfish agenda for going over there.
Sure he did, yeah.
Now, being an educated guy, I'm sure he knows the chances of getting caught and then turning around and begging his government, a government who doesn't typically do business with terrorists, to turn around and say, oh, yeah, this guy, you know, he's different from other people. What sets him apart? What makes him different from – and I know that the U.S., yes, for whatever reason, we made that one trade.
Which one are you referring to? Which one are you referring to? The Bo Bergdahl one?
Yeah, the gentleman that allegedly, you know, skipped out on his duty. But
well, apparently some people are more worthwhile than others. Some people who wear government uniforms are more important than other people.
Right. In
one might come to that conclusion.
I don't agree with that. That's the conclusion that you can draw from them helping the one guy but not the others.
But then releasing how many prisoners for his one release?
I don't recall. A few?
It was upwards of four or five, mm-hmm. I think. And, you know, that. I'm sure this gentleman thinks he's up in the same ranks as that guy, but he knew going.
They're both human beings. They should be the same rank.
Well, I don't think the United States government sees it that way.
No, they don't. They don't see you as being valuable. You're just a resource, and you're expendable.
And regardless of what the United States or Great Britain says, this guy knew going into the situation, if he got caught, what he was going to be up against. And because of his possibly selfishness, he in turn got caught, and now he's like, oh, shoot. Now I have to fall back on somebody else. Even though I went into this situation knowing I probably have a good chance of getting caught. I don't know.
I would say your assessment is correct. I mean, you definitely take your own risks when you go and do things around the world. I mean, you take your risk when you walk down an unlighted alleyway when you're going from the bar to your house in your city because the cops are likely not right there to protect you. I mean, so yeah, obviously you take your own risks in life. That doesn't mean that I can't empathize with the guy and why he's upset, considering he has paid in who knows how much money into the government, and the government does promise protection and things like that. But, you know, we know they don't care about us, and, you know, maybe he shouldn't be so surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly empathize, and I don't say, oh, yeah, he deserves what he gets. No, not at all. God bless him. You know,
can you acknowledge that if it weren't for the U.S. military's meddling around the world, in the U.K. to a lesser extent, but they're meddling in other countries, then, you know, he wouldn't be there in the first place, likely. Of course, then he might just be going into some other war zone where, you know, get captured by the Bosnians or something like that.
I don't know. I mean, do you think that Syria, I'm not necessarily acknowledge that. Let's not forget where he was. He was in Syria. checking out the Syrian conflict. So they're still going to be, if the United States doesn't get involved in conflicts around the world, one could argue, and I might very well argue, at least in the short term, that there will be more conflicts as the equilibrium sort of is found. So I don't know necessarily that the Syrian conflict that's going on is a rebellion, is in some way the United States' fault. A lot that goes on in the Middle East is, but I don't think that is.
And we basically told them where we were going to be bombing. You know, it's, we're going into these countries. This is where we're going to be, and that's...
Who's we?
I guess...
Oh, you've committed the sin now. You said we to Ian.
Well, I'm
I just want to know who you're talking about.
The U.S. If we're going to go in and fight terrorism and those things, the only thing Obama's really been transparent about is where the hell we're going to be and when we're going to be and when we're going to get out. As far as everything else that happens back here on U.S. soil, you know, not as transparent. But when he says this is where we're going to focus our attacks, we're going to, you know, the focused air attacks, those kind of things. And then this gentleman says, oh, I know where all the trouble's going to be. I'm going there. And then he gets caught and he's like, now what?
Yeah, you know? Well, I mean, it's a bummer. I mean, I get, like, yeah. I think you're making a good point. Thank you, Trent, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. No doubt. I mean, you're the one responsible for your own protection when it comes to around the globe and when it comes to walking down the street from your house to the Quickie Mart.
I think around the globe even more so.
Yeah, I think that's true, too. But you can't expect anybody to do your own protection for you even walking to the Quickie Mart. The government's not going to be there when you are, you know, under attack. Yeah, there's probably there's probably 1 in a million odds that a cop is going to be right around the corner when you get mugged or something like that.
Maybe not that far, but it's not good. Your odds aren't good.
So you can share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we've seen plenty of cases where people have thought right here in the United States, hey, when I call the police, they should respond. That's what happens in the movies, but... In reality, they don't have an obligation to respond. That's not to say they won't. Sometimes they will, and sometimes they'll do the right thing. Or sometimes they'll respond and accidentally shoot you, thinking you're the bad guy.
I remember when I was 15 years old, I got my motor scooter stolen, and I gave the report to the police officer, and I asked them things like, when do you think you'll find it?
On that, son.
Right? When do you think you'll find my motor scooter? They left, and they gave me a piece of paper so that I could go to whatever insurance company I had, which, of course, I didn't have for the motor scooter. You know, why would I pay insurance for, you know, so I got a piece of paper, and that's it. Yeah. My dad got on his motorcycle and rode around the neighborhood surrounding it and found the motor scooter.
Where was it?
Motor
in the ditch?
It was in a backyard just a few streets away if I would have taken or they would have taken the time. But here's the thing is I disenfranchised the protection of my motor scooter, the finding of it, to the police. Because I thought, this
you
is
thought
what
they
do.
It. Yeah.
It is, ladies and gentlemen, this is not what they do.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They just use you as a resource to expand their operations and paychecks. Or come out.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa, for an unheard of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, it's the live Sunday edition. We're here to take your calls. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can talk more about some of the butthurt libertarians out there over the Colbert Report that came out this week on Wednesday, skewering the keen Robin Hooders. We've got more on that here in a moment.
Way to work that empathy muscle, buddy.
Your calls are coming first here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Oh, I can empathize with the butt hurt, but that's what it is. Let's go to Brian in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brian.
Hey. You know, you guys were just mentioning about cops and stuff. You know, my friend's house got broken into, and so he calls the cops, and the cop comes out, or it's the sheriff, because he lives out in the country. Mm-hmm. And he goes... The sheriff gets there and he goes, "What can I help you with?" He says, "Well, my house got broken into, my guns were stolen, and all this stuff, and they were in the safe. I don't know, they broke the safe open somehow."
Wow. Okay.
And the sheriff looked at him, and I'm standing there with him, and he goes, "So what do you want me to do about it?"
It's a really good question,
honest response.
So I looked at him and I said, "Well, you know, this guy, he lives here by himself. Nobody else comes in this house. There's only one person that touches that gun safe. Can you brush for fingerprints?"
Yeah. Did he chuckle at that?
No. He goes, "Well, we could, but we're not."
Okay, so here's one of the reasons.
In your face.
I've read this online. I believe it, but I can't really check for the veracity of it. They say that when it comes to crime lab test kits, that rape cases are backed up 2 years. You'd agree that the stealing of some guns is less important than a rape, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that rape cases are backed up more than 2 years because police departments in they prioritize drug cases. They want to know that,
wow,
that green leafy stuff that they've got is in, they can say this is in fact marijuana, so they can charge somebody.
Really?
They need to be able to charge it. So these in these cases you're having real crimes put on the back burner, because I can imagine they're never, if he did take the fingerprints, he'd just be doing it to make your friend feel better.
Mm.
And I think that the cop was actually doing you guys a real favor, a real solid, by saying, look, this isn't what we do.
Right.
I'm sorry to hear about your stolen stuff. Here's your pink piece of paper. I gotta go.
What?
And, he just shot you some solids here, you know?
Right. And here's the kind of the weird thing is that a week later, the sheriff department contacts him and says, we haven't found your guns, but the same weekend that your guns got stolen, we released somebody from jail who was already in jail for theft of other places around your area of stealing guns.
Mm.
So they released a guy of stealing guns. And then it was probably 2 weeks later, a truck was stolen from up by another buddy of ours, and it was wrecked down by his house, and then a truck stolen from there and drove to Des Moines for Pleasant Hill, and that was on a Sunday or Monday, and the guy that stole the truck down there went into Pleasant Hill and shot three people.
Oh, God.
So, It just kind of blew my mind that.
This is one of the things that they really have it tough. This is where I empathize with the law enforcement apparatus out there. So they let this guy loose because they've got to let him loose. His time's up or mm-hmm. whatever. The charges have been dropped. They let him go. And he goes out and does horrific stuff because there's a percentage of people in jail who are bad people, right? And then, the public at large sort of rightfully feels like, hey, these people that are supposed to be protecting us did a really bad job of protecting us here. Like, there's this system set up that's supposed to nominally protect the innocent and at the cost of the individual. I think if we all stopped disenfranchising ourselves from the responsibility of our stuff and started, laying, blame instead of police. Police are really just a cleanup squad. And if we just thought of them that way, instead of Hollywood showing them diving in front of the bullet that was going to hit the little girl or whatever they're doing there, I feel like the PR the police get is just, it gives them a role that is completely beyond what they're supposed to do.
Well, I told my friend, I was like, I kind of see his point. Because what he's going to have to do is he's going to take your report and then he's going to turn it over to a detective. And then the detective is going to contact you to further. Yeah, if ever. And of course, he never got contacted. I said that's what most police officers and sheriffs do. They'll come out, they'll take your report, and then they'll give you a case number, and then they'll tell you, hey, a detective is going to call you.
Just told him right to his face, look, I'm not going to do that, and I have no obligation to do that. I mean, I think that makes it pretty clear. It's unfortunate that people have to learn the hard way, because usually when you find out the cops have no obligation is when it's called them.
Yeah.
You are looking for them to give you services that you thought you were paying for. Brian, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, because, hey, if you're not satisfied with their level of service... Well, you can just you can't pull your money from them because they'll just keep charging you year after year and you'll have to keep paying for their crappy service whether or not you're satisfied with what they've done. And they know you have to keep paying. And so why should they bother improving their service? I mean, if everybody who's within their area of jurisdiction is forced to continue to fund their shoddy job that they're doing, then why would they want to make it any better than it currently is? What's the incentive?
You have to kind of ask yourself that. I mean, police are funded, in large part by property taxes. I think that that's probably the most, maybe some kind of business tax, an occupational license for doing business might be, another fair way to fund them or whatever. But these are the people that should be funding them, not, going out and giving speeding tickets to fund themselves. I think that's wrong. But, these are the way that they should be doing. You really kind of wonder, though, if I had that money back. I don't know what, when I lived in Syracuse, I don't live in a town that has police services, but when I lived in Keene, what percentage of my rent was going to pay off the police? Mm. And if I had that money back, could I hire some sort of low-level security service from, some security organization? I mean, what do the police actually give you? They drive by every now and then, maybe. I used to live on dead-end streets. I'd never see them. And it's good, because I didn't want cars coming down the street. They'd run over my cat. But what would you get if you were able to give your money to some low-level security organization?
Let's talk to Brian, a different Brian, also in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I wanted to interject a little bit on the last Brian from Des Moines, his comment. He failed to mention that our sheriff here in Polk County, Iowa, his name is Sheriff McCarthy, and he's an extremely liberal sheriff, but it's ironic that he is more than happy to put cases, like you said, finding that marijuana, that green stuff. He's more than happy to put resources on that sort of thing before saying, hey, let's find this guy's cash or firearms that was stolen from his house.
So just a point of clarification, the statistic, Mark, you were talking about there was nationwide, right? Like that the laboratories are backed up nationwide. It wasn't just a Des Moines thing.
It's not just a Des Moines thing, certainly not. It'd probably be a state.
Right. Yeah, I mean, anyway. Whether he's liberal or conservative, I don't think is relevant to the discussion.
No, it's not relative. I just wanted to interject that point there. But it's just when I hear that Sheriff McCarthy or one of his deputies said, "Well, we aren't even going to worry about finding your firearms," it makes perfect sense. You've got to put into context who Sheriff McCarthy is, and then you want to look at the voters from Polk County who turned out in the 2012 elections and voted straight tickets, voted for Sheriff McCarthy. Have no idea who the man is. We've got a great guy here in Polk County named Dan Charleston, who's a constitutionalist, and he's more than willing to stand up for the Constitution every single time when it comes to the Sheriff's Department. People don't know who he is.
You know that's not true.
There are better and worse candidates, Ian.
You know that these so-called constitutionalist sheriffs, they're going to go around and arrest people for having plants just like every other sheriff. I mean, look, if they respected the Constitution, they'd respect our right to own ourselves and do whatever kind of business we want to do. But if I want to sell somebody a bag of marijuana, then they'll put me in a prison cell for that. That's not very constitutional.
And I agree. There's a point where he has to say, look, I have to follow the law. I agree with you on that issue there. But if you look at Charleston's campaign against McCarthy's, he was so much better. And you're right, there's better and there's worse. But he definitely falls into the better category, whereas McCarthy falls into the worse.
Brian, thanks for your call tonight. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. We have the third hour on the way. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.